Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pendulum out now.
Exhale.
Tool.
Exhale.
Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. Tool, presented by Live Nation.
If you like piña coladas and get
spilled your piña colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like piña coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Looking to get your ride ready for the season? With our AutoZone Rewards program, members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times, which means you'll have more to spend on safety upgrades, like replacement headlights. Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Twin Pack or 2 single packs, and get ready for those longer nights. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you get through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Well, Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wandering.
And I hope you weren't hoping that East High School was going to hang on to that James Wiseman-led state championship, because today that became less likely. I actually don't know that anybody cares, but the transcript from Penny Hardaway's conversation with the TSSAA when they were investigating the matter is interesting, published earlier by commercialappeal.com. We'll get into that, and then tonight's showdown in Portland, Phil Knight Invitational, Memphis against Oregon. We're going to do it all in the opening segment, but first, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Keith Eastwood's my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobo's Heroes, Street Corner Clowns, he knows Sam Sausage Head. They FaceTime sometimes. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. I just ask him what's up, and he'll tell me what's up. Finish that, I'll do 4 notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'm going to touch on 4 previously undiscussed stories, among them the Grizzlies got a nice road win last night at San Antonio. Jaren Jackson Jr., stepped out of bounds with the ball in the final minute, so that was not great. But he was otherwise great. We'll get into it around 4:44. Kansas secured a commitment from a 5-star prospect today, despite an NCAA cloud hanging over the program. So that's interesting. I'll tell you about it a little later on this hour. Meantime, Texas Tech also got a commitment from a 5-star prospect today. That's not easy to do in Lubbock. Get into that just before 5 o'clock. And there is a new favorite, according to Las Vegas oddsmakers, to win the 2020 National Championship. It is no longer the Michigan State Spartans. I'll tell you who it is. You might be familiar with their head coach. We'll do that during 4 notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. He'll be live from Portland in advance of Memphis, Oregon. And then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We've got a lot to get to. But I want to start with Memphis basketball. First, the TSSAA news from today. Then tonight's game with Oregon. The news reported by the Commercial Appeal this afternoon. A Memphis judge issued a summary judgment in favor of the TSSAA regarding a coaching link policy that led the state's high school association to declare current University of Memphis basketball players James Wiseman and Ryan Boyce ineligible at East High during the 2017-18 year. Chancellor Jim Kyle ruled that the TSSAA did not violate the athletes' property rights and that a coaching link rule was not too vague. The ruling actually came on October 3rd, according to the Commercial Appeal. It gives the High School Association a victory in the nearly two-year court battle regarding the eligibility of both athletes. The TSSAA ruled both ineligible for the 2017-18 season. However, a court injunction granted by Kyle led to the court battle and allowed both to play that season. East went on to win the AAA state championship. And so if all of that sounds familiar to what's going on right now at the University of Memphis, it is because it is very familiar, similar to what's going on right now with the University of Memphis. The TSSAA ruled James Wiseman ineligible. They went to court, got an injunction. He played it out, and now East High School, to whatever degree, is going to have to pay some price for it. Same thing is happening right now at the University of Memphis. Unless the university can get this resolved one way or another with the NCAA, the NCAA has declared James Wiseman ineligible. James Wiseman has gotten a temporary restraining order that allows him to play. But again, unless this is resolved in some form, it will likely lead to Memphis likely lead to Memphis paying a price somewhere down the road. And honestly, I don't even know how many people, maybe the East High principal, assistant principal, basketball coach there, cares whether a state championship is vacated or not. That's not the most interesting thing about this. To me, the most interesting thing about it is the transcript between Penny Hardaway and the gentleman who was interviewing Penny Hardaway on behalf of the TSSAA. Did you see this earlier, Ben?
No.
Doyle? Okay, it is hilarious. Because you have to understand, and I want to make this clear before we even talk about it. Sometimes in life, hopefully you won't, but sometimes in life, some of us find ourselves in impossible situations to defend. And you can't just tell the truth, because the truth will lead to terrible things. So you have to just present the best story you can possibly present, even if it is completely unbelievable. I have done it myself. I don't know if you have, Bennett.
Yes.
But I've done it myself. You're caught in this situation. You don't want to say the truth because nobody needs that. But the story, even the best version you can come up with, it's just nobody's going to buy it. So I have been in this situation, and I've done it. So I understand. And that is the situation that Penny Hardaway found himself in when he was talking to the TSSAA, at which point he just had to give the best version he could give, even if it makes no sense whatsoever. So he's sitting down with this person who's questioning him on behalf of the TSSAA, because the ruling is that James Wiseman and Ryan Boyce had coaching connections to Penny Hardaway. So when they transferred to East High School, the TSSAA ruled them ineligible. It's got nothing to do with the $11,500 approximate payment, by the way. That's a totally separate issue.
AAU, yeah.
This was just simply, you cannot, according to TSSAA rules, move from one school, play at the other, if you've got a connection to this coach, we will not allow it. And so you could probably pull the tapes from literally the day it was announced that James Wiseman was moving to Memphis. And I think I said, I hope he can play because it'd be awesome to see him play, but I don't know how they would allow him to play. I mean, how can you argue there's not a coaching connection to Penny Hardaway when he just spent the freaking summer playing for Team Penny,
sure,
like literally wearing the word Penny across his chest on the Nike EYBL circuit? Going to be hard to argue he doesn't have a connection to Penny Hardaway, but good luck. And then the TSSAA, you know, unsurprisingly, ruled him ineligible, and they go to court, and they got the injunction, and then it just remained unresolved, and James Wiseman just balled out, and they went and collected trophies. But before all of that happened, there had to be an interview process, a questioning. And so the gentleman questioning Penny Hardaway is asking all these very obvious questions. Like, how did James Wiseman start playing for Team Penny? And Penny's like, his mom just said that they wanted him to play in Tennessee, and she said that she wanted him to play for Team Penny. And the investigator's like, okay. And so then what did you do? Nothing. You didn't do anything. Nope. And you can tell, but even by the transcript, the person asking the questions is like just baffled. Like, what do you mean you did nothing? The mother of the best high school prospect in America came to you and said she'd like to play for Team Penny, and you were like, cool, that's nice of you to say. And you just walked away? Nothing? He was like, yeah, we just went our separate ways. But then he just ended up on Team Penny? Yeah, just ended up on Team Penny. And you had nothing to do with that. No, I don't recruit players. What? I don't recruit players. So the number one player in America's mom came to you saying, I want to play for Team Penny, and you just said okay and walked away? Like it was somebody other than the mother of the number one player in America? That's right. And the guy's just like, what in the world? And then they get into, you know, the move then to East High School. And the gentleman's explaining to him, you know, this is against the TSSAA rules. Did you realize this is against the TSSAA rules? Moving somebody from Nashville to East High School and hoping that they would be able to play immediately. I never read the TSSAA rule book. You've never read the rule book? You're a coach? Nope. Well, why would you not think it's important to read the rule book? Because I've never broken a rule. How do you know you've never broken a rule if you don't know what the rules are? I mean, it is hilarious to read. But what you have to understand is that he was in the exact situation that I described earlier, which is you can't just tell the truth, which is I did whatever I had to do to get him to Team Penny. And then we did whatever we had to do to get him to East High School. And obviously he's coming to East High School because there's a connection between me as a coach and him as a player. Duh. But you can't say that because the second you admit that,
sure,
they've got
it on record.
They confirm their eligibility.
Yeah.
So you're just caught in this situation where you cannot tell the truth. And it's a completely understandable approach. It obviously did not work because here we are, but it is all he could do in that situation. So, it is what it is. It's incredible reading. But I guess the main thing I would say is that it doesn't mean you have to believe it. Like, there's some people out there arguing now in the places where people argue that, well, see, Penny didn't even pursue James Wiseman to play for Team Penny. Like, come on. See, he never recruited him to come to East High School. Come on. I had a guy on Facebook send it to me and say, GP, when are you going to make sure people understand that Penny Hardaway didn't provide $11,500 to James Wiseman's mother to get James Wiseman to East High School? He was just trying to help the family relocate to be close to the sister who was a student at the University of Memphis. You need to let people know that. And I'm like, you don't really believe that, do you? Like, that might be the story somebody trots out because that's the, like I said, sometimes you're caught in a bad spot and you have to trot out the best story you can trot out, and perhaps that's the best version. But that doesn't mean it's believable. It doesn't mean you have to believe it. If you want to argue that you don't think there's anything wrong with Penny Hardaway recruiting James Wiseman to Team Penny, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. It happens every day in grassroots basketball. Norton Hurd recruits players to Team Thad. Penny Hardaway recruited players to Team Penny. It goes on in this city, in this state, in this country, in every state where there is high-stakes grassroots basketball. So if you want to say you don't care or you don't have a problem with it, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it either. But, like, let's not pretend he didn't recruit James Wiseman to Team Penny. That's bonkers. And if you want to also say you don't have a problem with him recruiting James Wiseman to East High School, or even paying for the family to move to East High School, like, say that. It's against the rules. But if you say you think the rules are stupid and you just don't care, that's fine. I can't argue with that. But let's not lie to each other. The idea that anybody with a straight face would try to suggest that the reason that money was given to James Wiseman's mother is so the family could simply just, you know, be closer to the sister at the University of Memphis, I mean, that's just, and I say this as nicely as I can say it, it's just not believable. I promise you, if James Wiseman was a low major player and had the exact same mom and the exact same sister and the exact same relationship with Penny Hardaway, there ain't no scenario where they're giving him $11,500 to move to Memphis. It is the best version in a bad situation that can be provided.
but it doesn't make it believable. And I don't know why anybody would believe that. As for the game tonight, can't wait. They've been promoting it all day on ESPN.
Right.
And the biggest reason they're promoting it is because of the presence of James Wiseman. Not just the presence of the number one prospect in America and presumptive number one pick of the 2020 NBA draft, but the presence of that under these circumstances. Memphis knowingly playing a likely ineligible player, according to the NCAA, in ways that are maybe not unprecedented, but certainly unusual. As we went through yesterday, other schools just do not handle situations like this, but Memphis has decided to handle this situation like this for better or worse. So every time you see the promo today, and they go live to Portland to talk to Jay Billis, who joined me yesterday. He's going to be on the call tonight. And they would talk to Jay Billis. And yes, they would talk to him about the game. But the first question every time was about James Wiseman and the James Wiseman situation. So it's a big storyline heading into this. It will be a storyline in the game. But when you take that and put it aside, it's still an interesting basketball game. Because Memphis is now a 4-point underdog, which is not surprising, by the way. I heard some people talking about, can you believe Memphis is an underdog? Yes, Memphis was always going to be an underdog in this game. I mean, Memphis is the higher-ranked team, but only in the AP poll. And, like, my top 25 and one and various other human rankings. In the computer rankings, specifically KenPom, which usually lines up with the point spread, Oregon is significantly ahead of Memphis and has always been. So it is not a surprise that Oregon is a 4-point favorite. It doesn't mean Oregon's going to win, but Oregon was always going to be favored in this game. What I will say, though, is Oregon's ranking, both in human polls and at the computer, is tied largely, not completely, but largely to its recruiting class. Because everybody in this market knows Memphis had the number one recruiting class in the country. What I think fewer people know is that Oregon had the fourth-ranked recruiting class in the country. But the problem for Oregon, to the extent that it's a problem, we might look up tonight and it's not a problem at all. But the problem for Oregon is that when your expectations are largely tied to a recruiting class and the recruiting class isn't producing, then how good are you really? At Memphis, the recruiting class is producing. James Wiseman's averaging 22.5 points, 10 rebounds, 4 blocks in just 23.5 minutes per game. Boogie Ellis is averaging 15 points per game. Precious Achiuwa is averaging 12 points a game. DJ Jeffries averaging 9.5 points per game. Those were the four best Memphis recruits, and they are all producing at a high level already. Not happening in Oregon right now. Have you paid attention to what's been going on with them?
No, what's going on?
Okay, so they enrolled a recruiting class that ranked fourth in the country. The top rated recruit is Infalidante.
And he's out.
He's ineligible. So that'll be a storyline tonight, too. Oregon's,
I would think so.
Oregon's top recruit is ineligible and actually not playing. Memphis's top recruit is ineligible, but like out there dunking on Oregon's front court.
Why is he ineligible again? Did you say that?
The official response is that the NCAA was late to enroll him or certify him, but it doesn't sound right. It sounds like it's some sort of issue, and they have it resolved, and then he'll pick up at some point. But either way, he's out for tonight. The second best recruit in the class was C.J. Walker, a 5-star prospect that Memphis actually recruited as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's only playing 11 minutes a game right now, averaging 1 point per game. He's done nothing. Again, only 2 games, but he's done nothing. The third best recruit, young man named Addison Patterson, scored 0 points in the first game, was better in the second, but is still only averaging 13 minutes a game. And the fourth best recruit was Chandler Lawson from right here in Memphis, scored 0 points in the opener, and was better in the second game, but is still only averaging 19.5 minutes, 4.0 points per game. So to me, that's the most interesting thing. That point spread and those computer rankings are somewhat tied to Oregon enrolling the number 4 recruiting class in America. Just like Memphis' ranking is tied to it enrolling the number 1 recruiting class in America.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, Memphis' recruiting class is living up to expectations. Those dudes look awesome. And Oregon's recruiting class is doing absolutely nothing. One five-star is not eligible. The other five-star has scored 2 points in two games. And the other two best recruits have been totally insignificant as well. So I guess I would say this. Oregon is the favorite. Oregon should probably win the game. But don't forget, if you look up tonight and Memphis looks like the more talented team that's winning, it'll largely be tied to the Oregon recruiting class that was supposed to make Oregon a favorite in the Pac-12 is either not playing right now or not playing well right now. And the Memphis recruiting class that was supposed to make Memphis the favorite in the AAC and a Final Four contender, well, it is living up to expectations. They have been tremendous. Tip-off tonight is just a little less than 4 hours away. 8 o'clock Central to be on ESPN. It's number 14, Oregon, number 13, Memphis. Talk to Keith Eastwood about it next.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
At Advance Financial, we love the word any. Free money orders, any number, any amount, any time. Western Union, send and receive any amount, anywhere, anytime. Check cashing, any amount, any time. Free bill pay, including all local utilities, electric, water, cable, phone, anytime. Prepaid debit card, load money, anytime. And, oh yeah, get a loan, anytime. Visit one of our 24/7 locations and get the cash and anything else you need today. Advance Financial, welcome.
Advance Financial will cash any check for any amount. Money orders, payroll checks, government checks, insurance checks, out-of-town checks, and those hard-to-cash checks. Advance Financial will cash your check when no one else will. We always say yes, and no check is too big. $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. Any check, any amount. Visit one of our 24/7 locations or online at af247.com to get the cash you need today. Advance Financial. Welcome.
I was asked to be MC at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, so I went into Oak Hall the other day to get a new sports coat, and the experience reminded me why I love the place so much. Steve Kaufman, who works at Oak Hall, suggested I look at a couple of sports coats from Monroe. As soon as I put them on, I just felt different, sharper. Now, I've got some perfectly good sport coats at home, but I like the way that someone at Oak Hall put it. The new sports coats look like today. The fit is perfect. The pattern pops just a little more than I would have picked out for myself. And that experience is the essence of Oak Hall. They have the highest quality men's clothing available anywhere. And they have the people who can help you find what will make you look your absolute best. That's true whether you're shopping for a sport coat or a necktie or a sweater or outerwear. It's why Oak Hall has been the place to shop in Memphis since 1859. So go see Steve and the rest of the folks at Oak Hall. If they can make me look good, imagine what they can do for you.
If you go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, we pioneered the online car purchase. We will come to your house, your office, and pick it up with a check, or we'll pay off your payoff. Do it all electronically at GiveMeTheVIN.com. I know it sounds a little too good to be true. Take a picture of your deal sheet, send it to GiveMeTheVIN.com. We'll get you the right money and keep you from underselling your car on trade-in.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your
Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the f*** you expect when a got a cape and he's great? Ovens full of cakes that he bakes. Steel spread and paste. The love just accentuates the hate. This is for my bodybuilding clients moving weight. Just add water, stir it like
Kip Calkins is in Portland, Oregon for tonight's game between the Tigers and the Oregon Ducks. He's going to join me at 5 o'clock. Talk to him then. But right now, he's my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, Hobo's Hero, Street Corner Clowns. He knows Sam Sausage Head. They text. It's Keith Easterwood making the big interview.
Keith Easterwood is presented by Old Dominic Distillery. It's the one and only Keith Easterwood.
He ran.
Yep.
Die, Brad, die.
Local basketball expert, talking Hobos, Heroes, and Street Corner Clowns on 92.9's Gary Parrish Show.
Easterwood, what's up with it?
But that guy comment takes on a different meaning. But it's okay. It's okay. And, you know what, Gary, I don't like Stephen A. Smith, but I'm going to go on a rant real quick.
Do your thing. Do your thing. I'm trying to catch up on text messages anyway, so you do your thing.
Yeah, you're my guy. And so how in the hell is Penny's name involved in this? And you have called me and asked me about the knuckleheads, the idiots, the dumb, pardon the expression, people, I got you, Bennett, that were around him. Why is his name in this? Gary, I say this respectfully. I bought players for years. I was good at it. I was the best. You know this. And, you know, now, did you buy a player with the box of shoes? Did you buy a player with here's the G? Did you buy a player that you sent to Sonny and his family member got a consulting contract? Here's the sloppiness of this. This is, you know, and people, oh, Will Wade, all this, all that. Oh, what about this? What about that? We have to stay on script about what's going on with the University of Memphis Tigers. Some dumbass, and we know two or three of them, I could call names, but I won't, his name should have never been involved in this.
You know what? I had somebody text me yesterday who was involved in these types of things and just said, I can't believe Penny was this sloppy.
Yeah, you and I have texted, and there's people around him, really close to him and close to the program. And I texted you, and I got college coaches texting me, Keith, that guy is sloppy. Well, sloppy has come home to roost. And there's other sloppiness going on at a private school in Memphis. I ain't going to get into all that right now. All I'm saying is Sam Sausagehead could have spent the money, done whatever. Hell, when I was running the show, my name wasn't on nothing. So all I'm saying is somebody should have the vision to be like, hey, Penny, your name don't need to be in this. Now, kid's a sophomore, going to be a junior. Do we know Memphis was going to roll on Tubby and Penny was going to get the job? I don't know. And I'll tell you this. Leslie Bowden was a guy I met through basketball. So I had his home number. My ex-wife started forging prescriptions, and I had to hire him professionally. You walk into his lobby, and there's a an assortment of people, and it's $2,500 cash to pay at the counter to get back to see Leslie. And Leslie and Mr. Fishman, two very intelligent people. So I can't believe, you know, they would have took this on if they didn't think there was a chance that Judge Evans would give the restraining order. If it goes to federal court, to the stay in the Western District, I'm not that smart. What I do believe is, like, you know, what Calkins was saying, maybe they can mediate a resolution of, okay, sit these many games, because I don't think NCAA wants to lose in court. It's not a comfortable place for them because they don't run everything and they don't dictate everything. But I'm gonna go back again and we'll talk some other stuff. But you know, some guy the other night, Teddy Bear won. He just ringed me so bad that he got so bad other people started attacking him. You know, I was like, about ten o'clock, I wasn't feeling good. I said, bro, you know what? I've been pissing blood out both ends and whatever. I ain't got time for this. I'm going to leave you alone. But you turned them in. Cal turned them in.
people really think I turned Memphis in. Like, it's like, what? Or that I conspired with John Calipari to turn Memphis in. It's like,
I know, right?
I swear to God, on the internet, in various places, from time to time, I will read things people are writing about me. Not what people are writing about things that I've written, but people writing things about me. And I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. 97% of it is just like completely like, what? I can't imagine what it's like to actually be like a real celebrity, like somebody who deals with this on an international level and read all of the things people say about you. Like, can you imagine what it's like to be Kim Kardashian and constantly read all the things people say about you? Because on such a small level, like most people don't even know who I am or care who I am. But on a very small level, the people who start conversations about me, it's just almost always not true. It's wild. I won't pretend it's not frustrating. It's frustrating, but it's also just like laughable sometimes.
Yeah. So I took up for you and all that.
You don't have to spend your time taking up for me. Although, how about this? I spent some time this weekend taking up for you. I got a text. I still don't even know what this was about. I went to look it up and then forgot and then just never thought about it again till today. Sunday morning, yeah. I'm like, you know, running around whatever I do on Sunday mornings, and I get a text message from Seth. I get a phone call from Seth Greenberg, all right? And I missed the call, so I didn't answer. And before I could call him back, and it was like on a Sunday morning, so I was like, oh, God, maybe this is an emergency. And before I can call
him a name.
Yes, before I call him back, I get a text message from Seth Greenberg from ESPN, of course, and he says, your podcast buddy is killing me. And I was like, damn, Norlander. I said, and I texted, I thought it was Matt Norlander. I texted back, I'm like, what did Norlander say? I don't even know. And he was like, no, Easterwood. I was like, Easterwood? Yeah. I said, Easterwood's a good dude. Don't worry about him.
Let me tell you what he did. At Christian Brothers University, I think we were rogue when I was doing my tournament. I had a lot of locations. He went after the first night to a Kinko's. It's a true story. Seth Greenberg. And Xerox. A copy of my packet. Now, keep in mind, around the country, they're selling them for up to $500 or more. I was selling them for $25 a year. I ran a budget tournament so the Memphis kids could play in front of college coaches. So he shows up at Rhodes. So my packet is bound in yellow paper and yada, yada, yada. And I think we had made Josh Aiken, the kid that died at Christian Brothers, in a car wreck. And we had done some good stuff, and he shows up with the Xerox copy. I say, bro, you can't come in here with that book. And he got an attitude, so I stepped out. I said, I tell you what, you ain't coming in here. He said, well, you better call the police. I said, when I call the police, my uncle's going to be the one to show up, and your bald-headed ass can go to jail. So I literally ran him out of Rhodes. I literally called every facility and said, do not let this bald-headed guy in with a Xerox copy of my packet, and he never showed back up again. So I know Seth Greenberg, he don't want to go there with me, and it's okay. But, yeah, he said something the other day, and I went after his ass. I don't care. What do I got to lose? What are you going to do, come through Twitter and beat my ass? No, he's not. I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like that other guy. What's the guy from Indiana?
Dan Dockett.
I hate that SOB. I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
Yeah, I got a right to dislike who I want to like, and I got a right to have an opinion. I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? Look, Gary, Dan Le Batard's back on TV, always at peace with the world. Tomorrow I'm taping Gary Charles on my podcast, so we'll get into a lot of stuff. Gary, so that you don't know, Gary Charles, he's still – like, I climbed the hill in Memphis. It was tough, man, being a white dude trying to run basketball in Memphis. It was not a – thing for a faint of heart individual, but I got it done. Gary's been the godfather of New York basketball for since I've known him. And I think if you listen to his dialect and his conversation, if you Google pictures, he's a gangster's looking little SOB, you know? Yeah, but that's my guy, man. That was my pool of people. And Sonny loves him. He loves, you know, my guy with the Squires, Virginia Squires, and we've taped them, and somebody's texting me, and I don't need no help. And again, Gary, I think this. I'm glad Memphis is fighting. I understand the rule. I listen to you and Jay. But I do think that we're taking the NCAA into a ring that they're not comfortable with. I do think, you know, and we joke. I don't think it's a joke. Because Leslie Ballin represented my wife when she forged prescriptions and got it off every time until the last time where he chose not to buy me time to go get a divorce and move on. Leslie gave me good counsel and good advice. He got Mary Winkler off. She shot her husband, who was a preacher, and I don't know. He didn't have a voice to say what he did or did not do, so it all came from her, and he got her off, and, you know, that's what he does. And so I don't think – this is just my opinion. I don't think the NCAA ready for a cat like Leslie Ballin.
Well, I listen, you and I are just about on the same page here, because I do think that going down this path – if they can't resolve it, just playing James Wiseman in defiance of the NCAA is incredibly risky for the University of Memphis, and it would probably not end well for the University of Memphis. So I do think there's real motivation for Memphis to try to resolve this. But I also think there's real motivation for the NCAA to try to resolve this for other reasons, but also the one you just mentioned. Like, I can sit here and tell you that history is not on James Wiseman's side, and that the odds are stacked against him. But I'll tell you who else the odds were stacked against. Mary Winkler. Like, I don't know how you beat a murder charge when you shoot your sleeping husband in the back. But Leslie Ballin got it, helped her do it.
And leave him and go to Gatlinburg.
Yeah, like, how do you beat that? Like, think about that tonight. If you heard your neighbor shot her husband, who you had never heard anything bad about in your entire life, shot her husband in the back while he was sleeping, let him die and left town, and I say, well, how do you think this is going to end up? And you say, oh, 67 days in jail and then some counseling, you'd be like, what? But that's what Leslie Ballin got done. So if I'm the NCAA, I think I can probably, almost certainly, win in court. But if I could avoid it, I'd probably want to avoid it too.
Well, the British came over here and lined up in their red suits and sprinted down the damn through the woods, and we picked their asses off. Leslie is not playing fair, and so that's what I'm saying. We've got some advantages. Walter Evans, I'm telling you right now, is going to give the restraining order. Then the ball is in, you know, the NCAA court. They want to, you know, whatever they want to do and where they want to go. They have not – this is not Don Jackson or the guy out of Alabama, whatever his name is.
Yeah, no, that's Don. Don used to get mad at me because I wouldn't just take his side all the time. I'd take his side on some cases, but on other cases, I was like, Don, like, what are you talking about? Like, I can't, like, you're trying to tell me something that's just not believable, and he'd get mad, and he got personal one time, and I was like, dude, you realize you always lose. Like, you never win these cases. Like, how did you become, like, the greatest NCAA, anti-NCAA lawyer in the world? You never win these things. It's incredible. But, like, yeah, this is a different deal. And so I don't know how it ends up, but I do think both sides here, Wiseman in Memphis and also the NCAA, I think they all have a motivation to different levels, but a motivation to try to resolve this before it gets too far down the road. Because if it gets too far down the road, it would probably end badly for Memphis, but it could end badly for the NCAA. It would definitely end badly for somebody.
A guy told my brother at a bar one night that he was going to beat his ass. My brother said, come on, because I'm going to get my shots in. So I think what Memphis is going to do is get their shots in. Years ago, Robert Parrish, who's a Hall of Famer, played for the Boston Celtics. He let it be known, you're going back a long time ago because I've been around a long time, that he grew up in Louisiana. He let it be known, hey, I'm going to get paid to play. Well, LSU and other schools are like, it's kind of, you drew too much attention. So Centenary signed him and brought all his boys with him, knowing, hey, we got one or two good years and we'll take whatever. Now, it set the program back 20 years, but they had two great years. You follow what I'm saying?
Sure.
So the way the lineup's constructed, they're showing Wiseman on ESPN now. So I don't know. The whole thing's going to come down, like you said, Mr. Fishman.
You can't call people that anymore. You can cuss before you do that. That'll get you in real trouble.
Well, damn. So anyway, again, I have a right to my opinion.
Okay, that's
so
fine. You show it, everyone.
Wait a minute. They showed pictures the other day. They had Marvin Babin's picture of he's passed away. I'm like, so I tweeted to Pablo. I said, the guy's been dead. Y'all not do no homework? You know? So it's been interesting. I've been ill. I've been this. I've been that. But I keep up with you, man. I'm pulling for the kid. Penny moved whatever they did as a sophomore again. I wish people would just think about this. And the people around that AAU program knows better. Why in the hell, Gary, was Penny's name ever involved in this?
Let's real talk for a second.
Okay.
Penny Hardaway is not the first coach to move a player around. All right?
I did it.
It happens.
I found a family for Gary Parrish to stay with.
Right. This stuff happens often. I don't want to say all the time, but often.
Who is Cissé staying with?
I'll let you answer that question.
Here's
what I would say. You're exactly right. Somebody as prominent as Penny, especially if you have aspirations to be a Division I head coach, and he did.
Right.
He's on the record saying he did. You just can't be connected to it. I mean, in any way. Like, people can ask questions about how this got from here, from there to here, and you just shrug your shoulders. I've told this story 50,000 times, but it's a great, great lesson for coaches or anybody. When I was the beat writer at Memphis, I had access to John Calipari whenever I wanted it. Before practice, after practice, cell phone, morning, afternoon, night. I could talk to him about anything. Ask him any question, he would answer it. Maybe not always honestly, but he would always at least talk about it. Anytime I ever, while all them dudes were at Laurinburg, anytime I ever asked him about Laurinburg,
They cleaned that school up for you, didn't they?
Oh boy, it was something. Every time I asked, I actually regret writing that story because I was young. Let's just say I was young. Every time I would ask
Sean Williams before you win, I said, Sean, you know Gary's coming. I said, what do y'all do every day? You know, and Sean is my guy, and I have relationships. These kids love me, man, because I love them back, and I gave to them. I gave my soul to them, my heart to them, and Sean was like, we lay up in the bed, you know, get some lunch, and we go hoop. I said, what about class? He said, huh?
Well, do you know the other thing they had set up there? I mean, we can all talk about this now. It's so long ago. Back then, I believe this has been changed, but back then, an employee of a school could be the proctor for a standardized test. Now, I don't think just anybody can do it. But back then, basically anybody could do it. So, like, right. All these kids would end up at Laurinburg, and they would take their ACT at Laurinburg while their basketball coach was the proctor. So, like, how you think that went down? But either way, here's the point. Every time I'd ask John Calipari about anything, he'd talk about it for 35 minutes. He talks more than I talk. Anytime I asked him about Laurinburg or anything about Laurinburg, you know what he'd say? You're going to have to ask DK about that. I don't know. He would always say, go talk to Derek Kellogg about that because what he wanted, I assume, is never anything on the record of him talking about Laurinburg or anything connected to Laurinburg. So that if it ever blew up, and it never did, but if it ever blew up on him, he could say, go look at the quotes, go ask my beat writer what I've ever said about Laurinburg. I don't know nothing about Laurinburg and never did. Every time Gary Parrish asked me about it, I said, go talk to DK, I don't know nothing about it. Like, he's smart. Yep. He knew to stay away from that. He knew to just stay away from it completely, just in case. And I've had multiple people who have been around this sport for a long time ask me the same thing about Pitt. There was a way to move James Wiseman's family from Nashville to Memphis without being so closely involved. And they wonder why he didn't remove himself a few more levels.
Yeah, let me tell you, the starting point guard at Western Kentucky for Rick Stansberry is a kid that played for me, Jordan Rawls. He went to a private school here, which I won't name. Won't take a genius to figure it out. And Rawls, while we played AAU ball, he was like, Coach, when it's time to take the ACT, they're giving us the answers. There was, you know, two or three kids that, like, couldn't speak English. They made 36s on the ACT.
Oh, dude, yeah. if you remember Robert Dozier's ACT score was like a in the 30s, I believe. It was like it was at the level that future medical students have. Robert Dozier.
He started Dozier's. At a 12, though.
People forget this. Robert Dozier initially committed to Georgia. He was going to Georgia. You know, well, he initially committed to Memphis, then he never signed, then he signed with Georgia. He was going to Georgia, and then Jim Herrick got caught in an academic scandal, and Georgia's compliance department flagged Robert Dozier's standardized test score because it was outrageous, and that's how he ended up at Memphis. Because Memphis just took him. They didn't care. Robert Dozier with a 34 on the ACT. Come on.
Wayne Chisholm graduated from the University of Tennessee. Derek Kellogg went in to visit at Bolivar. Now, I already knew, and I don't know, some of this stuff that goes on with free money and whatever. I don't understand all that. But the mom had him on some medication where she got some financial something. I don't know what the whole thing's all about. But DK called me leaving Bolivar. He said, Easty, we can't recruit this kid. His transcript is like, and I knew going into his sophomore year, he only had three core classes. And the kid gets caught. Look, and I love him, so I ain't ratting him out. It's way, way past anybody doing anything. He got called into the principal's office, who was still something to do with the University of Tennessee. He said, Wayne, you don't play Division I basketball? I said, yes, sir. He said, if you go to Tennessee. So things happen. This is my point of contention again. I'm going to go back to it. We're going to move on. I hope Leslie Ballin and Mr. Fishman figure this out. I hope there's a resolution. I hope he misses five games. We go on and play. It's water under the bridge. And you and I have talked about this privately and texted and everything. And I've talked to, man, from Clay Day to, I won't even mention the college coaches I've talked to. If you listen and you're a Tiger fan, you need to ask yourself, why would the people around Penny allow his name to be involved in this? That's the only thing. I leave it at that, man. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm pulling for the kid. I'm pulling for the team. I'm 59, Gary. I'll be 60 in February. I'm sick. I need another run, bro. I need to run like Bartow made, like Dana made, like Cal made. How many more runs we got before I ain't got no more runs? I need this run.
I hear you,
bro. I hope they fight it out. Hope they get their blows in. Hope the NCAA says, hey, Let's have a resolution. Like, I thought Calkins had the best take on it, man. Let's figure it out. Let's shake hands. Let's move on. People want to see this kid play. People want to see this team play. But that's why they're on at 9 o'clock tonight Eastern time for me in front of my TV tonight versus Oregon. That's why a guy just texted me. He went to a tournament at $1,500 and took the 4 points. I mean, there's a lot of interest in this team. Take Wiseman off of it. I just don't know.
I don't know.
That's Keith Easterwood. He's my local basketball expert, your local basketball expert, nation's leading authority, hobos, heroes, street corner clowns. Thank you, baby. That was terrific. I appreciate it.
I love you, man. Bennett, thanks for cleaning my head up, buddy. You my guy.
I got you, brother.
I'll see you. All right. Bye-bye. That's Keith Easterwood. Love you back. Man. I love you back.
I'll be texting you tonight.
All right. I'll text you back. I promise. I will. I'll hit you back.
Lying.
No, I promise. Y'all, you can share the text. No, you better not let you do that.
I'll text you tonight.
All right. I'll see you.
Saturday morning, you'll text me.
I'll get back to you tonight. I'll be up watching the same basketball game you're watching. That's Keith Easterwood, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I got a tweet from Brett. He said, just a thought. Maybe Penny didn't stay away from this deal to the extent that it was a deal because he didn't think there was anything to hide. And I'll say this. Possibly. He's on record with the TSSAA saying he never read rule book.
Sure.
So it's possible he didn't know that what he was doing he wasn't allowed to do. But I will say this, then when people ask you the questions, you don't hide from it. You just say,
well, this is what I did. And they go, well, you can't do that. And you go, oh, I didn't know. Like, keep in mind, nobody ever knew about this $11,500 payment until it was discovered by the University of Memphis and the NCAA in some form, whether Penny took it to them or whether they took it to Penny. But this wasn't something that was talked about when James Wiseman moved here during his junior year, during his senior year. That has always been conveniently left out of the story. Like, James Wiseman's mom has been on Jason and John 50,000 times. I'm sure been asked 100,000 times, so why did you guys move to Memphis? Nobody ever said, well, we got $11,500, and it just made sense to move. Like, nobody ever brought that up. So it's harder to come up with a believable story where nobody thought it was wrong when you were conveniently leaving it out of the story. But who am I to say? Kansas got a 5-star recruit today. So did Texas Tech. Grizzlies got a nice win last night. We'll go through all of those stories real quickly right after this.
All right, Keith Easterwood for Old Dominique Distillery, downtown Memphis, across from Gus's. What a better day. I know it's kind of cold today. It's freezing here. It's snowing. But to go to Gus's, get some hot chicken, go across the street and get some shots on a tour, tell them Keith sent you. Let me tell you what's going on. This is straight from the people at Old Dominique. The original toddy bottle, toddy pretty damn good too, had two Dominique roosters. In honor of the double bird to the NCAA, go purchase your Old Dominique permissible benefits at any retail establishment, proud partner of Memphis Tiger Athletics. Nobody is going to let us go down without a fight. They got the toddy. They got the bourbon. They got the gin. I'm telling you, man, if you ever go into a liquor store, ABC store, me and my wife been back and forth, black and white. It's kind of an interesting conversation with that white cat on Twitter and Instagram. But if you ever go into a liquor store and see that beautiful bottle of Old Dominique Memphis vodka, drink the drink, save the bottle. It's the most impressive thing in the world. Again, double bird, NCAA, go Tigers, beat Oregon tonight.
Laura had a home in East Memphis, wanted to sell it. She got in touch with the only real estate agent I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. That's Josh Hysaw. He went to work, got 19 showings in a matter of days, sold Laura's home, full asking price. How did he do it? He did it with a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He understands how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy and then negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh Hysaw simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on a price, Josh Hysaw goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysaw doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
You wouldn't use an 18-wheeler to teach your son how to drive. It's too big. And you wouldn't take a family road trip in his toy car. It's too small. But using the Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van to run your business? Just right. Only the Metris can haul, stow, and tow more than any other van in its class. It has the maneuverability to get through the toughest jobs and fits in your garage, too. And now with 0% financing, it's built around your budget. Because if you can't picture your son behind the wheel of a monster truck or squeezing your family inside a 2-seat convertible, we don't blame you. The only thing you need to picture is where the Metris can take your business. The Mercedes-Benz Metris. With 0% financing and starting at $26,570, it's just right. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris Vans. Qualified commercial customers only. Offer valid through January 2nd, 2020.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage fun at warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers can win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
What would you like to be better at? Dancing.
Poker.
Yoga. According to a study, CVS customers are better than most at something important, staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. So get a free prescription savings review, plus earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year for filling. Because of the things you could be better at, staying healthy tops them all. Treat yourself well at CVS. Terms and conditions apply. Not all prescriptions eligible. See our pharmacist or cvs.com/rxsavings or /rxrewards.
So a few months ago, my car wouldn't start. I couldn't figure out what was wrong with it. It wasn't the ignition, wasn't the starter. So I got it towed, and come to find out, it was the computer system needed to be reset. And you'll learn, like I did, if you're getting a new vehicle, that computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions, touchscreen displays, to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced technology, it's expensive to fix if and when it breaks. Trust me, I know. And it's why I became a CarShield customer, because CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. Here's what I love about CarShield. You choose your plan, but you get to choose your own mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield is going to take care of the rest. They offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while your car is being fixed for free. I've used that roadside assistance. It is one of the best services they offer. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle. That's D-O-Y-L-E. Or visit carshield.com and use the code Doyle to save 10% today. That's carshield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you, push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really
Jeff Calkins is in Portland, Memphis, Oregon. Tip it off in a little more than 3 hours. We'll preview it and also discuss the TSSAA ruling against James Wiseman and Ryan Boyce from earlier today. Jeff Calkins is going to join me just as quick as I can get to him. So let's bounce through these four stories.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Fun basketball game in San Antonio last night. Final score, yeah. Grizzlies 113, Spurs 109. A nice road win for the Grizz.
First one. Yep.
Probably one of the few, I would assume. But it's in the books, and it happened despite Ja Morant not playing that well. 2-12 from the field and got benched in the fourth quarter. Like, not a big deal. He's 20.
Yep.
Like, for every game where he's going to be brilliant, there's going to be a game where he looked 20. And he looked 20 last night. And it was all the type of stuff young players do. You know, fourth quarter, game's tight, your instincts kick in. What have you always done if you're Ja Morant in these situations? I'm going to go get to the rim.
Yep.
So he's going to go get to the rim, and now he's running into three NBA players, like literally running into three people, turnover. And he was frustrated, and I think right after that is when
Taylor got him out of the game, and then I don't think he returned. I think he sat like the last 4 minutes, 5 minutes or so, and it was time. Just like, sit him down. He's fine. He's our future, but he just doesn't have it tonight, and he's a little out of control right now. Let's go win this game without him. And they went and won the game without him, largely because of Jaren Jackson Jr. 10 of 17 from the field. He got 24 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. He becomes the youngest player in franchise history. This, according to the Grizzlies' wonderful public relations staff. Youngest player in franchise history to get 20 points, at least 5 rebounds, and at least 5 assists in a road victory. So the Grizzlies win in San Antonio. They're now 3-7 through 10 games.
Story number 2.
An interesting recruiting development today. 5-star class of 2020 guard Bryce Thompson committed to the Kansas Jayhawks. And this is notable because anytime a 5-star prospect commits anywhere, it's notable. It's especially notable because he's committing to Kansas just, you know, a couple of months after Kansas received a notice of allegations from the NCAA. There's a lot of people.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.